कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तनम की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुता पदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। हरे कृष्ण। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 31st chapter, 5th verse. Prachetasa uchuhu swagatam te surasidhya dishtya no darshanam gata tava chankramanam brahman abhyaya yatharave प्रचेतस ऊचुः स्वागतं ते सुरस्येद्य दिष्ट्या नो दर्शनं गता तवच्चक्रमणं ब्रह्मन् अभयाय यथा रवे प्रचेतस ऊचुः स्वागतं ते सुरर्ष्याद्ये दिष्ट्या नो दर्शनं गता तव चक्रमणं ब्रह्मन् अभयाय यथा रवे प्रचेतस ऊचुः स्वागतं से सुरर्षेद्य दिष्ट्या नो दर्शनं गतः तव चक्रमणं ब्रह्मन् अभयाय रथारवे प्रचेतस ऊचुः स्वागतं से सुरर्षेद्य दिष्ट्या नो दर्शनं गतः तव चक्रमणं ब्रह्मन् Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Word to word meaning. Prachetasa uchuhu. The Pracheta said. Su agatam. Welcome. Te. Unto you. Surarishe. O sage among the demigods. Adya. Today. Dishtya. By good fortune. Naha. Of us. Darshanam, audience. Gataha, you have come. Tava, your. Chankramanam, movements. Brahman, O great Brahmana. Abhayaya, for fearlessness. Yatha, as. Rave, of the sun. Translation. All the Prachetas began to address the great sage Narada. O great sage, O Brahmana, we hope you met with no disturbances while coming here. It is due to our great fortune that we are now able to see you. By the traveling of the sun, people are relieved from the fear of the darkness of night, a fear brought about by thieves and rogues. Similarly, your traveling is like the sun's, for you drive away all kinds of fear. Purport. Because of the night's darkness, everyone is afraid of rogues and thieves, especially in great cities. People are often afraid to go out on the streets, and we understand that even in a great city like New York, people do not like to go out at night. More or less, when it is night, everyone is afraid, either in the city or in the village. However, as soon as the sun rises, everyone is relieved. Similarly, this material world is dark by nature. Everyone is afraid of danger at every moment. But when one sees a devotee like Narada, all fear is relieved. Just as the sun disperses darkness, the appearance of the great sage like Narada disperses ignorance. When one meets Narada or his representative, a spiritual master, one is freed from all anxiety brought about by ignorance. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially Sri Radhishyam Prabhu and all many senior Vaishnavas, to speak something on this Amal Puran Srimad Bhagavatam, following in the footsteps of the great souls, trying to repeat as per what I have learnt and understood, in order to please them and all the assembled Vaishnavas and also the deities, and also for my purification of heart. So here the discussion is there, where Prachetas, they had retired after appointing Daksha as the next king, and then Prachetas are already, they want to do devotional service. They have gone to Jajali Rishi's place, and then eventually they meet Narada Muni. Narada Muni has just appeared and they are welcoming Narada Muni. So the word used here, abhayaya, that means fearlessness, that a great soul's appearance brings fearlessness, just like the sun dissipates all the darkness, and in darkness only thieves and rogues can thrive. So Prabhupada is referring to New York City. And you see, today the situation in the world is full of fear. People are actually, when people are talking about don't go on the roads, like our Prime Minister said, you know, koi road pe na nikle, you know, corona, you know, koi road pe na nikle, you know. So he has put a board like that. Here also they are saying that people are afraid to go on the streets. So today they are thinking the thief and rogue is basically corona, you know, and they are fearful of that thief and rogue. And they are apparently considering the darkness in terms of that right now, maybe China is putting some war or something. So many speculative ideas are there. But what we have to learn for ourselves in terms of Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll try to study something, the corona pandemic. Lessons for a sadhaka. So, pandemic actually refers to an epidemic which is over a very large geographical area. So, that is called a pandemic. So, you see, right now I was just going through New York City. New York City is right now having like 1,000 people died last to last day, till last to last day. So they are putting up, their whole hospitals are filled up. They are putting up in a park. They are opening a hospital, temporary hospital. Their respiratory systems and all that, ventilators and all, they are going off. So even with the best of technology, which people are so called proud of, then they can't actually handle when there is padam padam yat vipadam natvesham. Prabhupada says in teachings of Queen Kunti that danger must be there, because we have entered a dangerous world. So this world, there are dangers which people can recognize, which are like some kind of this virus attack, or sometimes people feel threat to their jobs, people feel threat to, you know, countries, you know, like one country can finish the other country. Practically there are nuclear weapons which they say that they can finish the whole world with. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has told that no one can finish the whole world by any of their own idea of life, because like when Brahmastra was launched by Ashwatthama, then Krishna told Arjuna and Arjuna withdrew that. So no one can actually do anything to this world. It's under the control of the Supreme Lord. You know, people may try to do whatever they want to do.
that is like a child's play only in their own mind. They may be having false ego. They have false ego to think that they can do something. So when we talk about the dangers in this world, there are people, most of the people can recognize physical dangers. They can recognize threats to their life. So that is why birth, old age, disease, death is a tangible thing that the people can relate to actually. At least if they are a little bit sane, you know. That is janma mrityu jaravadi dukkha doshanu anudarshanam. So always constantly remember this threat. Then people will never become complacent about material life. They can never live in this world with the idea that, okay, this life is all in all. Because all the time there is threat. So sometimes it becomes more apparent to them, like in this current situation where corona is, you know, making them conscious of the vulnerability of life in this body. But actually there is a deeper problem to work upon. So that is what we will discuss today. But there is fear because of all these things. So this verse is a very vital verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesata syat isha dapetasya viparyayo smritihi.
So he is saying that when we think of anything other than Krishna, when we become absorbed in anything other than Krishna, we become ishad apetasya viparyayo. We become forgetful of our relationship with the Supreme Lord. We have turned away from the Lord and we have become forgetful because of maya, tan maya ato. Then actually we will become full of fear, bhayam. So this fear is a constant principle. Even when the demigods are drinking amrit, after drinking amrit also they have always fear. No? So they are thinking, if this Agasur is not dead, how will our, you know, there is a threat. So demigods are fearful when Krishna enters the Agasur's mouth, because they have material desires, because they are attached to their body. While the devotees, the gopas, are enjoying the play with Krishna, they are not fearful because they have no material desire. They are simply wanting to please Krishna. So till there is anything apart from Krishna in our hearts, apart from Krishna's pleasure in our heart, we cannot be fearless. Because that material desire itself costs us the, because material desire may be fulfilled, not fulfilled, the bodily attachment, the bodily concept of life causes fear. So, Prabhupada writes in one place, speaks in one place about this verse. He says, this fear is due to material existence. Properly speaking, everyone should always be alert and fearful of material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always alert to the protection of his devotees. So there is a fear that one should have. If people are not fearful, Prabhupada many times in many lectures he would say, it's a very risky business, it's a very dangerous situation. People are heading towards animal life. So one should be very careful. Hells are waiting. So one should be very careful, alert and fearful of material existence. What kind of, you know, how mind and senses are making him go in the wrong direction. But for a devotee, Krishna gives a special protection. He is always alert. We should be always alert and fearful of material existence, but Krishna is always alert to deliver his devotee, to protect his devotee. Yoga kshema mahamyam. He is patita pavana rata. You know, he is always bent upon. There's a word used by Gajendra, alalaya, nam, vimokshanaya. And he says, madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya. Muktaya bhuri karunaya namo lalaya. Muktaya bhuri karunaya. He is mukta. But because he is bhuri karuna also, he is very, very merciful. He is always eager to deliver us also. So namo alalaya. He doesn't ever rest in peace. He is always attentive to the deliverance of the living entities. So he is always alert to the protection of his devotees especially. So Krishna is so kind and affectionate to his devotees that he helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exist in this material world without forgetting him even for a moment. So the real fear in this world is to become forgetful of Krishna. And that fear Krishna is helping us to get freed from actually. The Lord says, Tesham evanukam parthamaham jnana jantava Nashyami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Deepena Vasuta. But one thing we have to some way do is to work towards being a bona fide devotee of His. Then Krishna takes over our life. In fact, even for a neophyte devotee, Krishna is there in his life very personally. But how He wants us to act in that direction. We will today study something on, like, see, the people are worried right now on coronavirus, which can make one body die. But the devotee should be actually fearful of something more important. The Maya and her three modes, which are much more infective, they should be fearful. The Kali is very powerfully going on. It's Kali Raj. The whole world is actually the quarrel, hypocrisy, the four regulated principles being broken. It's practically infecting the whole world. So one should have fear of that. The six anarthas, the material desires. Why we should be fearful of these? So one body being killed, the whole world has closed down. You know, one body not to be killed. You know. But if once the subtle body, these four items, Kali, Maya, the material desires, the anarthas, all these items actually act on the subtle body. And when the subtle body is infected, then many more bodies are created. So many more bodies created means many more deaths. So how much fearful one should be of that, which can create so many bodies. Actually, if the subtle body dies, or rather gets purified, then there is no more material body. No more material desire, no more material bodies, no more miseries. But the people are not even knowing this science. So they think that let us just protect this body. But if we can protect our subtle body from the viruses that enter the subtle body, then we can actually be freed from the gross body also. And we live in an eternal body of the spiritual world. And then, so it creates many more gross bodies to die every time. No? Next one, they act as a gang. They don't act alone. See, one virus like this coronavirus, people are fearful. But it is acting alone only. It cannot act with another. It is not acting, coupling with another virus. Some other virus also, they said, has got released, Hanta or something. But they are acting independent of each other. But this anarthas act as a gang. You know, lust leads to anger. And also if it's satisfied, it leads to pride. If other one gets something which we wanted, then it leads to envy. So it's like the jiva is being beaten by six maratis simultaneously actually. And sometimes one conquers lust apparently. And then he thinks that now I have conquered lust, he becomes proud, he does offenses. So one thinks now I am free from one problem. But actually the other problem has caught him. So it's a gang work. You know? So it's a more dangerous way of working. Also the infection is practically all pervading. You know? Prabhupada writes in different places. He says, the whole material world atmosphere is surcharged with the three modes of material nature. So right now people are worried, metal ko nahi chunega, ya paper ko nahi chunega, ya kapade ko nahi chunega. The whole material world is surcharged with material modes actually. It's like, you know, the air we breathe, the people we associate with, the things that we touch, the things we eat, everything is infected with the three modes. Of course, prasadam is transcendental, the deities are transcendental. Going beyond the spiritual items, I'm talking in the material world. This is spiritual world, spiritual embassy in the material world, you know. So, I'm talking about the material items. So, it's practically infected all over. So, the infection is practically all pervading. Prabhupada writes, the entire material atmosphere is surcharged with the false lordship of the living beings. False lordship. So, everyone is trying to lord over this material world. And that lording it over the material world is so rampant, they are trying to infect others also that you should also lord it over. No? Let us go higher and higher, top of the world. Everyone is trying to lord it over, control the world. So this false lordship itself is the infection. And you know that infection is more dangerous to think about. And Prabhupada writes, in the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. This is one of the most dangerous virus in this world actually. No, faithlessness. Because when faithlessness comes towards Guru Sadhu Shastra, then the living entity is left orphan. He has nothing, he is just a helpless victim to these six enemies, or Maya or Kali, it cannot, he doesn't have any help only. But if he has faith in Guru Sadhu Shastra, he can fight the war. So that is, the infection is so all pervading, very dangerous. Patient is affected for many lives, almost perpetually. So it is not like one time he did some problem, say someone indulged in a wrong action, okay, then next life, one time he suffers, that is one thing. But no, next time he will do the same act out of that infection, and thus he will again get next body. Unless he breaks the cycle using his free will to access the higher powers and become purified. So it's like many lifetimes he gets affected, almost perpetually means why? He said Nitya Baddha, he's not Nitya Baddha actually from the point of view of, he's not going to be eternally here. But unless he cures himself by taking access of the doctors, he cannot get cured. So, and he himself likes the item, you know, that is the last one. One doesn't even know them as enemies, rather instead considers them as friends. So people are, see, coronavirus has closed the whole world, closed down, you know. Now, yesterday I was hearing US may get closed down for 3 months, you know. So people are serious, first world countries, you know, Italy and all, they are getting closed down. So when some virus externally is attacking of this nature, people are closing down the matter world. But people have considered the viruses of the subtle body as the friends, and they are going on in this matter world at the highest rate to propagate it. You know, they are systematically propagating the viruses. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Balde Subhadra ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. They are propagating these viruses. They are trying to increase the content in their own body, subtle body, and they are trying to increase the content in others' body also. Systematic training education is happening for making this virus go ahead. So actually the whole world is going on because of lust, you know. So the problem of we can close down the jail if there is no prisoner. This whole jail is going on because people have viruses in the subtle body. So people are closing down the jail because now they cannot enjoy the same way, but actually closing down the jail should be because they don't have any matter bodies after that. There's no subtle body, they go back to guard it. So this is more dangerous. They don't even consider them as enemies. Like yesterday I was discussing with Rajashampu, then he was sharing the example that when Rishabhdev in 5th canto 6th chapter, he got siddhis also. He did not want to access the siddhis because he was careful against the entanglement which they can bring. So Shukdev Goswami gives the example of the hunter doesn't allow the animal which has been captured also to, if it's a wild animal, he doesn't allow him free because he knows he is always a wild animal. So Prabhupada writes, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes in that purport that even if the mind is absorbed in meditation and hearing and chanting, one should be always careful with it, because we do not know. As soon as you believe a person, that time only he will cheat you, and that time he will immediately take you to absorption in some sinful activity and we are lost. And many wonderful verses come. Further, Shukdev Goswami calls mind as Pumshchali, a prostitute or a lady who has paramours. So she has paramours which are wanting to enter into our system, you know, lust, anger, pride, and then the intelligence is trying to guard like a watchman. But they want to throw off this watchman and let this, you know, that these people enter. So very dangerous situation where people are actually not even knowing the enemy. So 3.39, Krishna says the enemy. Avritam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. Thus the wise living entities, pure consciousness becomes covered by the eternal enemy in the form of lust. Nitya vairina is the eternal enemy, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. This lust is the symbol of ignorance by which the living entity is kept within the matter world. While one enjoys sense gratification, it may be that there is some feeling of happiness. But actually that so-called feeling of happiness is the ultimate enemy of the sense enjoyer. So this is the enemy. Okay. Yeah. We have one panacea, which is the perfect panacea. You know, if I talk too much of the danger, in between I will add some sweetness side also. Otherwise you may feel, my God, danger, danger, danger. So Prabhupada writes in one place, you see, in Ishvanidhi it is written, Krishna is Shuddham and Abhava Viddham. So Shuddham means he has antiseptic potency and also Abhava Viddham, he is prophylactic. So all the infection can be cured by him and further infection can be prevented by him also. Both things are there. Prabhupada tells in one lecture, Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto. Sorry. Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nama Namina. He says, don't think this Krishna's name is less effective, less efficient than Krishna. No, Purna. As Krishna is perfect, similarly this name is also perfect. Purna Shuddha. As Krishna is pure, without any material contamination, apapa viddham, no, nothing sin. Sinful can affect him. You have read it in the Ishvanishad, just like sunshine. See here, Narad Muni is referred to as Rave, sun. Krishna is the original sun, and anyone who becomes in touch with Krishna, he also becomes a proponent of the same, you know, potency. Narad Muni got in touch with Bhaktivedanta, he became potent. So the original sun is Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar. Chaha Krishna Taha Nai Maya Aradhikar. So Prabhupada writes powerfully. He says the infection cannot infect sunshine. Some disease can infect you, me, because we are less potential. But it cannot infect the sun. Rather, the sunshine will sterilize the infection. So anything infectious, anything sinful cannot infect Krishna. Rather, sinful activities in touch with Krishna will become purified. This is the process. So no matter how dangerous the virus must be in the subtle body, one can get cured by touch of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. Like when Putana came in touch with Krishna, she became purified. Her body became fragrant like a guru, you know. And when Kubja came, her lust was finished. When these tribal women, they put the leaves of Krishna, which had touched the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, when they put them onto their chest, their lust got finished. So nothing can remain actually sinful in presence of Krishna. Krishna is like, I heard one lecture, he was saying that you cannot pass enough urine that the sun cannot evaporate, you know. So no matter how sinful the soul is, but in touch with Krishna, one can actually. That is why Prabhupada, when he went to the West, he knew there are very diseased situations here. But he knew Krishna is very powerful. No? He had faith in the holy name. He had faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. He had that knowledge. This is the most potent medicine. And this will cure all the problem of their life. So Prabhupada gave holy name, Bhagavatam, deities, dham, everything. No? We will also study some things about the enemy's strategy. And we will try to understand what the coronavirus people are trying to tell as a strategy for gross body, how they relate to the subtle body. Indriyani mano buddhir asya dhishtanam uchyate ete vimohati esha jnanam avritya dehinam. So indriya, mano, buddhi, these three are the adhishta, the adhishtanam. These are the places where lust resides. Through them, lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him. Prabhupada writes the beginning of the purport, the enemy has captured different strategic positions in the body of the conditioned soul. And therefore, Lord Krishna is giving hints of those places so that one who wants to conquer the enemy may know where he can be found. So first of all, he should want to conquer the enemy. Then you'll know where they are found. And he's saying strategic positions. So, you know, in a warfare, there is a strategy. Enemy has a strategy. So, enemy has captured three vital positions. The senses, the mind, and the intelligence. So, we will see how the war has to be done. So, So mind and senses, two strategies. One is quarantine, you know. Let them dwell in a safe ambience. Like now we are in the temple. So, you know, they said, koi road pe nikle na. Kyun? Because there is so much rampant virus. If we go out, we can get infected. Similarly, the devotee should be eager to keep himself in mode of goodness and also try to access transcendence. He should not try to go to places where there is lower modes. Because the senses and the mind behave wrongly in those ambience, in that ambience. Like if we go to the train, practically everyone is sleeping, you know. Everyone. Nowadays they are on to smartphone also. Everyone is sleeping as if they have not slept for, you know, days together, the whole day, whole night. God knows how much they can sleep. Because it's all in tamoguna. Super tamoguna. And when we sit down to chant also, we go in tamoguna. It's very difficult to chant in the train. So the external ambience of tamoguna is affecting our internal strength. If to fight that tamoguna is not very high, then what happens? We face trouble. So we can try to increase the sattva there. Like, you know, we put a cloth, wet cloth, we clean that, you know, place, the seat, and then we can sit. So increase the sattva and remove this lower modes from the ambience that we are staying in. That will help us to remain free from the modes to maximum degree. Because like here, sitting here, we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Lila, Chaitanya Lila here, there. What we can think of sense gratification much. But when people go out into the material world, there is so much of trouble. So it is best to put ourselves in a safe realm. So that is quarantine. So people are right now trying to quarantine themselves from a virus of the gross body. But we have to also quarantine from the viruses of the subtle body. And as I was saying, that the whole material atmosphere is surcharged with the three modes. So there are certain places which are surcharged with the lower modes more. No. So we have to be conscious and cautious in our journey through this world. If we are meeting people, we are seeing items, which mode they are in. And if they are in the lower modes, let us not get into that place. There are certain prajalpa grounds. Let us not enter that prajalpa ground. You know, there are, wherever there is a lower mode existing, you know, sadhu sabdhan, you know. So let them dwell in a safe ambience. Let us not associate with the lower modes much. But this is not going to happen all the time, because modes are so all pervading. So we have to have one more step ahead. And that is why the government has released do not touch. You know, because there will be some interaction, some corona may have entered, but do not touch, do not, you know, trouble other people. So Krishna says in the Gita, Yehi sansparja cha bhoga dukha yo naya evate adi antvanta kaunteya na te shuramate buddha. So samsparshaja, so the touch causes the problem. But no, not only touch, bhoga, with the enjoying mentality. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when the sense object is registered in the mind as a sense object, then actually it causes problem. So the sparsha is the first problem. So first thing is, the touch happens through the Jnanendriyas. Then the virus enters inside thinking, feeling, willing. It checks with the past experiences, all that. So with the vritti, then feeling and then willing, the vasana comes. Now he says the karmendriyas, get into action. Now enjoy. So then when he acts to enjoy, then sanskara goes in. And that is means infection for the next world, next body means. So very dangerous situation. So we have to be very careful in what inputs we take through the Jnanendriyas. Don't touch. See, we touch with this also, we touch with the eye also. What we see through the eye, that is a touch of the eye to the sense object. So we touch the sense object through our senses. The sparsha, although grossly refers to the skin only, but the sparsha of the sense object with the sense, the contact, is made according to the particular sense. So when we touch, then we enter. We usually, actually, like say, the lusty desire enters through seeing an object actually. We don't allow the, like if we walk keeping eyes just below only, we don't have to see the whole world. We don't have to have an ideal curiosity to see billboards or, you know, people around and on. So keep the senses in the right direction. Do not touch. Do not touch. Like if we are traveling in the train, there can be many people watching on smartphones, wrong things also. There can be people doing wrong things also. So when we go out, now we are in a virus prone area. Let us not touch. Let us keep our senses little withdrawn, you know, like the tortoise thing. But there is something positive to do also. Our program is not like the jnanis only, no? There is the jnanis also are careful against the matter world, and we are also careful against the matter world. Otherwise, Rupa Goswami would not use the first instruction of NYS, Vacho Vegam Manasakrodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udrapastha Vegam Etan Vegan Yo Vishaheta Dira Sarvam Sarvam Api Mam Prithvim Sashishyat. So he is saying these are the, Prabhupada writes in the preface, these are the first instructions for a neophyte. After this, something more can happen. So it is very important for us to recognize that sense control is very vital even for devotees. Sense control, mind control, vacho vegam, everything. But then there is something wonderful for us. Savai mana krishna padaravindayo vacham sivaikunta gunarnu varnane karau harer mandira majinadashu shutim chakachuta satkathodaye mukunda lingalaya darshane dishau tatpritya gatra sparshenga sangamam granam cha tatpada saroja saurabe shrimat tulasya rasanam tadarpite hare shaitra padanu sarpane sarpane shiro rishikesha padabhi vandane kamam cha dasya natu kama kamyaya yatottama shloka janashaya ratihi. So Amrish Maharaj is sharing this wonderful lifestyle of a devotee who is filled with senses and mind fully engaged for Krishna. So that is the positive. And more we do this, we get apapa vidham and shuddham's contact. So we can get freed from all the virus. And Kali is fearful of Krishna. Kali did not enter, although Kali phase had started, but Kali could not enter till Krishna was present on this planet. But after Kali, after Krishna left, immediately Kali started entering, and that was witnessed by Yudhishthira Maharaj, later by Parikshit Maharaj. And then Parikshit Maharaj, he said, let me increase the Sankirtan movement and finish it off. So more we do the Sankirtan, more we do the Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavat Seva, Kali cannot do anything. But if that is not going on, then Kali becomes prominent. So that is mind and senses. Intelligence, social distancing, you know. So stay on guard against wrong association. Because wish can kill one time or corona can kill one time. But vishaya can kill many, many times. Because one sense object enters the body, then the system, then actually one tries to enjoy more and more. And again in the next lifetimes. But vishaya is more dangerous. We may be cautious against vishaya. Oh, I should not interact with the vishaya. But vishayi may come, we may be unguarded towards the vishayi, and he emanates the material desires to enjoy the vishaya. No? So that makes the person more dangerous. And we see examples of great souls who actually always kept vigil. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he says, Shri Prahlad Vacha, Mamam Pralobayat Pitya, Shaktam kameshu taivarai tatsanga bhito nirvinno mamukshastvam upashitah. So he is saying tatsanga bhito nirvinno. I am fearful of the material conditions. I am very much afraid of that. So Prabhupada said that I have only one concern. You all are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. So, to be sufficiently afraid of Maya is healthy Krishna consciousness. But sufficiently afraid of Maya, so we should know Maya's power also and we should know Krishna's power also. We should not become paranoid by thinking of Maya can do anything to us. But we should always have a sufficient fear of Maya. And here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Further, we also see Lord Chaitanya being very careful. Later on, he allowed our King Pratapudra, when he came in a very simple way, actually after being a very humble menial servant to the Vaishnavas and the Lord, so he allowed this darshan for him. But he was not ready to meet because he is Raja, he is a materialistic person. So he says, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajnon Mukhasya Paramparo Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Matayoshitamcha Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanato Pichadu. He is saying, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendent loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engage in sense gratification, or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. So that is why it's more dangerous to have vishai than wish. So how we associate with people who are having materialistic desires is very important to recognize. Also, if you see example of Hanuman, when he went to the mission of the Lord in Lanka to have Mother Sita, so, whether she is there or not, so he had to view the different Matajis to see whether who is Mother Sita, where is Mother Sita. So he went to Ravana's palace also, and there were many women who were laying down there with Ravana, and he was very concerned. My God, am I going in the wrong direction? I am a brahmachari. I am seeing these women's bodies. So then he was actually absorbed to only think of Lord Ram and his mission. And he had no, desire for enjoyment in that sense. So one has to be always alert. So he remained steadfast in his purpose and eventually met Mother Sita. And he could see clearly Mother Sita, Sita's face was, Sita was adorned with all divine qualities over her face. So actually, a sincere servant remains careful against Maya and always is looking for what is my seva in this situation. So Hanuman was always conscious and cautious. And Vibhishan also, he saw Ravana doing wrong things, then he left him. So he did not associate. You'll see two other examples where they were not conscious. Kekai, when she associated with Mantara, Mantara said, I have a great news to, I have a news to tell you. And she said that Ram is going to become the prince regent today, So, tomorrow. So then, when Kekai heard that, she immediately gave a necklace from her neck because she was so happy. So she was having such favorable feelings for Lord Ram. But gradually, by the way Kekai infected her, she became finished. So she was unguarded against the wrong type of association actually. Like that monkeys, when they had gone to the south to search for Mother Sita, so they had met Swayam Prabha in one cave. She is one ascetic lady. And she had fed them well and then said that now you should proceed for your mission. And they were sent and they went to the southern ocean. And then there they were seeing that now we don't know where Mother Sita is and God knows we will search or not. Now it's already so much time. If we go back, Sugriva may kill us. So some monkey said, let us not go back. Let us go back to Swayam Prabha's cave and enjoy nicely for our life, And many monkeys sided with them, with this monkey. Achha idea, Maja karte hai, Chodo, kya, And then Angada, Hanuman said, no, this is not at all a good idea, We should be fixed on the mission of our master. But then Angada said, what master? Sugriva is not worthy to be a proper master actually. Sugriva, first he said, Sugriva closed the cave of my father and took away the kingdom, which was wrong actually. He did not do that because of that. He knows it, but he is still infecting the people. And later on he says that actually he forgot the mission of Lord Ram also. He tried to enjoy with his brother's wife. Now he has taken her as wife and all that. So, Hanuman also praised Sugriva's good qualities. But then Angada spoke badly about him. Now all the monkeys sat down with Angada. Bye-bye to the mission of Lord Ram. Now we will not. So there are people who can infect us with sense gratification, people who can infect us with offensive mentality. And both these are dangerous infections. But there are Hanuman-like personalities who remain unaffected. They say, we will do whatever is the mission. So those who remain unaffected, they can only protect the mission. Otherwise, sense gratification and offenses is rampant in this world. So intelligence, social distancing means keep away from such wrong influences. And we are both carriers and prone to catch from others. Like today, they are saying, like if you sneeze also, wash your hand also. 20 minutes, keep washing hand. My God, I will become, But they are talking about it, that you should wash your hand. Why? Because the infection which is within can go outside. Similarly, even devotees, when we face sometimes, say some lower mode is attacking us, we should be careful of what we share with others. Because we can infect others. And we should be careful of others who can infect us, like here. So we have a virus inside, and that virus should not be released to be heard by others. We may cure our virus by going to a doctor like a sadhu vaidya, who can cure that virus of sinful mentality or offensive mentality. A true vaidya can only do it, and other people will get infected only. So we should be away from being a carrier and also catching some virus. So Janasangha refers to non-devotee association, which causes all the other five viruses which are there in the second verse of NOI. And it is also referring to non-devotional association. Even in devotee Sangha, what is our content of discussion? What is our, what do we emanate as vibrations for each other? So we can have a non-devotional association in devotee association. Like if you see Hanuman, if you see KK and Mantra situation, Mantra is infecting like a non-devotee association. But in the Vanars, they were all fixed on Lord Ram, but there was non-devotional association. They contaminate each other with sense gratification and offensive mentality. So there can be non-devotional association in the devotee Sangha also. So we have to be careful there. And then there is positive. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. So let us study scriptures, apply them in our life and share scripture. That is our jivan for actually. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, seekers of the absolute truth are never allured by unnecessary engagements in sense gratification, because the serious students seeking the absolute truth are always overwhelmed with the work of researching the truth. So this should be the, khana, peena, sona, jagna, for every jiva in the devotee world, that he always is increasing, he's making his intelligence stout and realized, because intelligence is stout, even if mind and senses sometimes show some virus, he can kick them off. But if intelligence is weak, he cannot. So, jivasa tattva jigyasa. Also, we should be executing Guru's mission. So, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha Guru Nandana. So, intelligence become vyavasayatmika buddhi. What I have to do? I have nothing much to do except carrying out the order of Guru and Krishna. That much if one is thinking, Guru, what does Guru say in this situation? What should I do? That much I will do. Not doing extra, not doing under. Suppose today coronavirus is there. Some people, we are saying that, please Prabhu, if you sneeze, please put a handkerchief. He says, kya ye sab jyada hi kar rahe hai na, coronavirus. So, instruction is coming, we should not underplay it, We should not think, kya farak padta hai, I can make it, without it. We can get infected and we can infect others also there. So, never underestimate the instruction and never think that I can do different things which I do not, which my master may be like that 192 rounds wala person, who told Prabhupada wanted me to chant but not tell others to chant. So, that is why he told like that. So, we should not be over smart. We should be smart to understand the instructions and follow the instructions sincerely. And also execute Guru's mission. Actually, strategic planning for Guru's mission can make our mind free from all anxiety, make our intelligence fixed. Like Srila Prabhupada was fixed how to handle. Like Hanuman was fixed on Lord Ram's mission. So that is intelligence fixed. Keep washing your hands, Har ek ghante pe apne haath dhoiye. Purify the mind and senses regularly. Because what happens? Regularly we are coming in touch with the modes. And like we go out for preaching, we are touching other people also in that sense. We are touching others means senses are touching. Then the subtle body is affected. Let us come back, take a bath. That bath will purify our subtle body also. Cold water bath and chant one round. So we have to be careful against whatever impurity may have touched the subtle body or the gross body, gross senses. So, dunoti shamalam krishna nashta prayeshu abadishu nityam bhagavaseya cheto darpana marjanam iha mali seche nitya shavanadi chal. So, more we do shavanam kirtanam regularly and we keep mode of goodness in all our activities, we can keep washing our chetana actually. The chetana has to be regularly washed. So, then we don't infect. See, the hand is washed, then it will not infect the virus inside. Similarly, keeping our mind and senses regularly washed, that can keep our chetna pure. And now to end on a sweet note, increase immunity, catch the positive infection and live free. So, Bhagavatam says one verse, Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam. Don't get into Yoshitam Sanghi Sangha, because they are like the Vishayi who can emanate material desire. But Bhagavatam also talks Bhagavat Sanghi Sangha, you know, that if you get in touch with these Bhagavat, these Bhagavatas, they have another virus to spread. And that virus we should get. So that virus Prabhupada writes about in one purport. When Narada boy, see we are talking Narada Muni, he is like a sun who can actually dissipate all the darkness of the where the thieves and rogues dwell. But if we can have the mercy of the Narada Muni, then we can actually get freed. So our prachetas are glorifying Narada Muni. But how did Narada Muni become Narada Muni? Because Narada boy also got infected by a virus, which was actually sent by the Bhaktivedanta's food. You know? So we'll see that. Prabhupada writes in that purport, pure devotion is as much infectious in a good sense as infectious diseases. A pure devotee is cleared from all kinds of sins. The personality of Godhead is the purest entity. And unless one is equally pure from the infection of material qualities, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. The Bhaktivedantas, as above mentioned, were pure devotees. And the boy became infected with their qualities of purity by their association and by eating once the remnants of foodstuff taken by them. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of the pure devotees. There are sometimes pseudo devotees and one should be very much cautious about them. There are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service. This is what I was saying as pseudo-devotee means non-devotional association we take from pseudo-devotees. Who are showing devotee symptoms externally, but they emanate non-devotional vibrations. But by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. The neophyte devotee, see he is saying neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction to the personality of Godhead's name, fame, quality, pastimes, etc. Infection of the qualities of the pure devotee means to imbibe the taste of pure devotion always in the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. So, even from great souls, what we should receive is this. Their attachment to the Lord, their attachment to activities to serve and please the Lord. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Now we are, once akinchanatvam comes, then this material world becomes nothing can happen. You know, the person is actually not seeing this world as anything enjoyable. Now he is virus free. But till we are not, so preachers are there, but today doctors are told you should not close down. But doctors want to close down. My father has closed down his clinic. He is a private clinic man, he can close down. But hospitals are told you cannot close down. Narendra Modi ji has said, I will take away your license. Similarly, Kali's virus is very powerful. Sometimes preachers feel, baap re, itna bada virus hai. Apna ghar mein baito, you know, I can't talk about this Kali world. The Kali world, so many people can infect me. Better I just do bhajan and go back to Godhead. This is not allowed. Kali is there, but we have to be preachers who have to be careful but not close down. Like Prahlad Maharaj says in that verse, Naivo duje paradurutya vaitaranyat tadvire gayana mahamrida magna chittaha shochetato vimukachetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya baramudvato vimudan. And then he criticizes those who are prayana deva vimukti kama only, you know. So, O Lord, let not our chitta become victim or instrument of the maya virus. Let it become infected by and also an instrument of Srila Prabhupada's karuna virus. No? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you for your medicinal seminar and how we should be careful to see the disease grossly, subtly, and that was one happiness. Second happiness was you went beyond time. So that's wonderful. You are setting the example for everyone. You are setting example for everyone. They can also extend the time, and it's wonderful. You know, disease cannot come while we are sitting here. It's not possible. That's what Prabhupada says at one place. So coming to question, so thank you so much for this. Question is that, as Prabhupada is saying here, when one meets Narada or his representative, spiritual master, one is freed from all anxiety brought about by ignorance. So as all of us are told to become doctors, you know, although we are patients, like I have been sent to some voice as a doctor, I am already a patient, many of the doctors know very well. So, but still we have to act there. So what is the ignorance or disease for a leader who is appointed as a leader, who is aspires to be leader, but he is not accepted as leader? Like when I was there in voice, I was trying to do something with virus which I had. So I was not accepted as leader, or whatever, you know, I was not appreciated as a leader. So being patient as well as doctor, what is a ignorance for a leader? Because the gross things go away after a certain time. So that's the question, Bhu.
My understanding is, I am a patient myself. The preaching mission is only is a bhajan kriya. It is practice of bhajan. It is not bhajan. Bhajan kriya is practice of bhajan. And bhajan kriya means following the order of Guru and Shastra. If Guru says to me that I should do washing of the stool and urine every day, that is my bhajan, bhajan kriya. And if he tells me to glorify Krishna to other people, that is my bhajan kriya. There is no difference. I am glorifying Krishna only. If I am washing stool and urine in the bathroom of the ashram, that is also bhajan kriya only. Because the master is seeing me happy doing it, he will purify my existence. So Shivaram Maharaj writes that actually preaching is also part of bhajan kriya in Prabhupada mission. And we should know, Guru can give instructions according to, the Sadhu Vaidya is giving instructions for the Jiva according to his disease. What is that disease individual patients have, that is individual. Some person, like now Jayanand Prabhu, was not wanting the post of a president, but he was preaching more powerfully like a street sweeper also. He was picking the trash with so much gratitude. That gratitude pulled people to come to Krishna consciousness. So there is no impediment to preaching Krishna consciousness actually. But if we have a sincere desire to just serve the master, whatever he says, today we are locked up in this place, okay, that is my instruction, that is the instruction of my master, let me do services according to that plan. Today manager will give me this service, I will do that. Tomorrow he tells me to go and preach, I will do that. Thomas Merton, a great preacher of Krishna, of Christianity, he was taking permission, he was having thousands of people to preach to, but he would roll bread for the brothers. And he would take permission from the president, the rabba, the abbot. He would ask that, what should I do, master? One request has come for a preaching program. He would say, you go and roll the bread. Okay, I'll roll the bread. And that made him empowered to preach actually whenever he preached, externally in the sense of speaking. So it's a very individual situation, if and a superior, the superiors sincerely looking forward to empower the devotee to be a best servant of Prabhupada and Krishna, and also cure the disease that we may be having, may see what works for that devotee. And I do not have any particular context, like you are referring to a certain context in your life, that I think that's not appropriate to discuss from a Vyasasana situation. We can discuss the principle, which is actually about living by the Guru's instructions in different situations. You know, in so many ways, like Prabhupada was trying to assist first the God brothers, then things did not work that way, then he went to the West on his own, you know, on the order of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur. So different situations, different things may work. And we have to be very sincerely looking forward to hear and apply the instructions that may come. And disease is sometimes not understandable to us, but the doctor can understand. So we should try to apply it. That's my understanding. And I am myself a patient. Please forgive me if I spoke something beyond my adhikar. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.